Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Hi, welcome to the Rusak Gamer Podcast. This is episode 33, which brings us to episode 13 of Flames of Gold. Tonight, we get right to the action. Another elf besides Talithel tries his hand at singing, while Jason tries to kill Bill with his humor. Remember, comments, critiques, or complaints to 502-4141-RUE, which is 502-4141-766. Or send us email to roy@rusakgamers.com. You can also drop by our forum at rpgcrosstalk.com and play along at home by following us almost live from our Obsidian Portal campaign page. Links to all these sites are at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
Errol.
I'm Roy.
I'm Joe.
Doug.
I'm Jeff.
Jason.
I'm Todd.
And I'm Bill.
And I'm Neil.
Neil's joining us as our in-house audience today.
Neil is a Jaffo.
He's been on before.
Well, I know he has. He's still a Jaffo.
Okay, so, little news real quick.
Yes.
I was like, what's it?
I'll ask.
Just another observer.
Pre-edited for your enjoyment.
I was just going to ignore it, but you know, hey. A little quick news before we get going. We did get posted at the front page of the Pinnacle Games website. That's PEGINC.com.
Yes.
For our game of Unnatural History. That was great.
If you listen to it, you gotta get about 10 minutes in before the actual game starts. About most of it's just us jaw jacking, but it's about 10-15 minutes in before the game actually starts. If you're into that kind of thing.
When did we do that? Was that the one before Gen Con?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, we have some Gen Con jaw jacking in there. That's primarily what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. But, Shane Hensley and Joe Kinstall at Pinnacle Games were very nice to post that. I had to make sure it was clean first, they said. I want to know if it was, quote, suitably appropriate, end quote.
It's a stretch for us.
Yeah, in other words, not a stretch for us, trust me.
In other words, who's this guy by the name of Todd? Cut him out.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, right. Todd's not the offender.
No, I'm not.
Jeff.
We're called Jeffisms.
I thought they were Jeff Bombs.
Jeff Bombs, that's it.
All right, so I guess we should start playing.
Screw you guys.
I'm going home.
Oh, wait.
Too late.
Love. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I'm going downstairs. A ceiling.
Screw you.
Do the roar.
Screw you. I'm going to play Skyrim.
Something cool with Skyrim.
Okay. So, as we left off, you all, for some random occurrence, were together.
No.
Well, 20 feet away from each other.
Right.
And then...
heading away from the Gorgon's Cave. Night is falling. And what belief do you want to... What do you plan on accomplishing tonight?
I got mine.
All right.
The lion must be stopped. Find him and kill him. Only Fen can identify the lion. Keep him safe. And your king is missing. Find him.
Your king is missing? Find him?
Yes.
I like that.
Thank you, Doug. Anyone else?
Neil. Neil has some, don't you, Neil?
Yes.
Neil believes
in the headlines.
Stay quiet until I have to leave. And try to enjoy the game.
And children are our future. Treat them well and let them lead the way.
Yes.
And mock without mercy.
Mine are the same as from last time, but I'll go back over them. I will find Senzio and convince him it's safer with me. My goals will come before everyone else's, and I'll do only special request for Baron Fell, protect my daughter from Flint.
Are you Flint, Todd?
I'm Flint.
Protect your daughter?
That's what I thought.
Madrawder.
Oh, Madrawder.
Protect my daughter.
Wow. Protect us like...
I mean,
was that a wise roll or something?
Did I miss a game?
Yeah, did I miss something? All right, mine are the same. I don't know that I need to change them yet. Cole is the best fighter I know. I will see that he stays sober and sharp That's right, Neil. I owe Madrawder a life debt. I will repay him. Mace is a cancer on my relationship with Senzio. I will cure it. And my oath is I must protect Senzio to see him ascend the throne in Renard.
I will accompany Talithel and look for Senzio. I think she'd stay. Are we still trying to identify Mace's voice? We're not trying to do that anymore.
Sen can do it now.
Okay.
Sen met the line.
When spells don't work, my wit is sharp, but my blade is sharper. I'll leave that one, and I need a second.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'll come back.
Okay.
Bro.
Ethan is the greatest. Do what he says.
Okay. Talithel has taken his beatings like a man, and I will kill to protect him. Mace is not the lion. I will protect him. Finn and I will escape this cave with our treasure intact.
Now, did we get out of the cave last time?
Some did.
You all got out of the cave.
Yeah, we got out of the cave. We did.
All talked your way past the...
Yeah, because we all left.
We all got out and we all got stuck.
You need a new belief?
Yeah, I need a new belief. Okay.
And you want to think about reshaping the Mace one since he's not...
We know he's not the lion.
Now, keeping him under your protection...
Mace is not a threat. I will protect him. I'm looking at you, dwarf.
Okay, Todd?
I will arrange for passage from the island by meeting with the Admiralty. That stays the same. I'm pretty much going to keep the same ones I had last week. I will ensure Senzio's safe passage to Renard. I will deliver the ore to Navarre for my own profit and benefit.
Okay.
All right, how about this? Pirates are trouble. It's time to get off this stinking rock.
The problem is, I'm the ones I've got here, I'm protecting a lot of people.
Did you hear Mr. Paranoid?
It's mine! It's my soul! Mine! It's all mine! Oh, my precious! My precious, you can't touch it!
I'm going to be protecting Talithel. I'm going to be protecting Mace.
Cole's trousers are riding low.
I will
on
protect
his
Finn
hips.
And my treasure with my life.
First thing I do is buy me a drink.
I will protect my treasure and Finn with
you're
my life.
You're
an
awful defensive
in that
posture.
Order.
Do you know that? You're not. I just put you in a very defensive posture. I'm protecting this. I'm protecting
I know.
That.
I will. I didn't like that last one. I wanted to work the treasure in there somehow.
The treasure's in my. The treasure's mine, and you can't have it.
Treasure's mine, and the first thing I'm doing is buying a beer.
Well, there's really no difficulty at the moment for you to get
the treasure
back to the boat or whatever. But if you write a belief, then I'll have to throw trouble at you.
Yeah.
How about that stinky, what's the dwarf wannabes?
Rock snakes.
That stinking rock snake that the doctor saved will not get my treasure.
His legs are broken.
His legs are still broke. I don't think he's going to get your treasure.
He will not walk off.
He's
going to
drag himself across the deck. Don't you kill my rock.
This is my treasure and I'll protect it with my life.
Oh, your life it is.
Yeah, my life it is.
All right, Bill, let me make sure I've got something.
Okay.
I have the head of the Gorgon in a bag.
Correct.
Okay.
Is that the name of a beer? That
would be good. Yeah. Gorgon beer.
Yeah. We have the fate coins.
I've read it.
A note on Crow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Loose coins for dive cash that we found on the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found the note scroll and crown that he left.
Right.
Is that right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I got a valuable piece that would fit in my pocket on a quick appraisal. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Okay. And then however much Roy and I could grab.
Right.
In the curtain.
A curtain full.
Yeah.
Doug.
Yes.
Your second one was?
Only Finn can identify the lion. Keep him safe.
I don't know anything about... My character doesn't know anything about the submarine, though, right?
I don't think any of you all do. I don't think I've ever...
But he really hasn't shared it.
Yeah, you're the only one that saw it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I didn't go with you over there.
No.
You didn't go in.
Oh.
Weren't there that week.
So what's the deal about writing a belief?
I actually saw it.
Could I still write a belief about something like that?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Could I still write a belief about something that my character doesn't know yet?
Well, yeah.
Possibly, yeah. It depends on what it is.
Couldn't he write a belief that says...
The dwarf's been acting funny. I'm going to find out what he's
the
doing.
The dwarf knows something. I'm going to find out what it is.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, perfectly legitimate.
You can use your player knowledge to craft something that your character goes after.
There's an odd amount of blue pills in the dwarf's bag.
But your character wouldn't necessarily have a belief of...
Briggs is missing some condoms.
...where a submarine is. I'm going to get him to tell me where it is.
Right. No, that's funny. But the doctor knows...
So this is instead of treasure?
Yeah.
I'm giving a chance. Knows something. I'll take the red pill.
Yeah, the doctor has red pills and green pills. What he is up to.
Is this the new book?
Yes, sir.
So I got the thing about Talithel, the one about Mace.
Now, are you just going to follow him around and see what trouble he gets in? Or are you going to, no, the doctor.
The doctor?
Or are you going to get into trouble? Because it's a very quiet belief right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pass. I'm gonna stick close to him. Because I've actually got two beliefs that work, that kind of work with the dwarf right now. I got the thing about trying to figure out what he's doing. And he also has a thing against Mace, which would put me direct opposition with him.
The doctor,
not for you.
Doctor is up to something. I won't let him out of my sight.
I like that better.
How about the doctor's up to something and I want in?
No, I mean
that's a good one too.
I got an option. Oh, okay.
The doctor is up to something.
Thank you.
How long will it take to make this?
How was that again? Doctor's up to something.
And I want in.
No, I don't like that one, actually.
Sure you
that,
do.
That
you
puts me on his side.
No, you want to be on the submarine, and he doesn't want you to be on the submarine.
Actually, I was going to craft one at where I don't get on the submarine. The doctor is up to something. How'd you put that again, Bill?
Oh, shit.
I will not let him out of my sight.
Joe.
Yes.
Well, that gives me all kinds of trouble.
Talithel sends you a belief. But how do you have a phrase right now?
I will accompany Talithel and look for Senzio.
Okay. Why is your character going with Talithel to do this?
Well,
because everybody says this is a bunch of backstabbing punks.
True.
I think
no offense, Todd.
That is a lie.
Other than stealing from Todd,
Talithel is probably the safest to be around for a young boy. Especially now that we know he's the king. I want him to be safe.
Okay. The kingship is common knowledge now, right?
Yes.
Is it?
So you're kind of saying Talithel is the best.
Wait a second.
Yeah, let's back up because I don't think he ever told us. Did you tell us?
No. That? Yeah, because I mean I was there. Doug was there.
Jeff.
I wasn't there.
He was outside.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't there.
But we all got together again. Didn't we?
I thought when we met back up, I said since he was the king.
Yeah, we made a point of telling everybody.
Okay, all right. I mean, I didn't remember that, so
I'm not clear on it either. But I was asking.
Yeah,
I thought I told everybody.
Yeah,
it was my intention to tell everybody. Hey,
okay,
Senzio was the king.
Yes,
that little punk.
Hey, watch your mouth.
I think Briggs and Talithel ventured together before.
It's more of a Talithel is the only reasonable person. I will make sure that Senzio gets in his hands.
to find him.
I think
my chances of finding him are better with Talithel. Whether or not he's probably better with the dwarf as far as guardian because he grew up with him, I think I would go along with that too. But as far as just going out, venturing, and looking for him, I'd rather be with Talithel.
Got a thing for Elzin.
Okay, so it's more of keeping Talithel's company.
Yes.
Okay.
He's quite a performer.
Because he's so long and thin.
Hello.
He's charismatic.
Hello. Yeah.
Not that I want to get Senzio and keep him with Talithel.
Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Madrada's life debt.
Yes.
Do you have a plan for redeeming that?
Yes. I wanted to knock him out. And get him onto the ship.
Okay.
And get him out of here.
Do you want to commit to that?
In spite of himself. I thought about that as for the persona.
Right.
Yeah, I'll commit to it. Yeah, I'll work toward it. I'll go ahead and do that. I need to find Senzio first, so but that's some I'm working at cross purposes here. But that's okay.
Okay. But that's
I'm good. Either way, I'm going. Let's just say I'm going to do it by getting him off the island.
Okay.
Regardless of his wishes in the matter.
It's not an island, but it's functionally an
the
island.
Cove off the off of the rock. What a pirate's cove out of the cove.
Lost hope.
Lost hope.
You all are outside of the cave. Night is fast approaching.
We're out of earshot of the guards.
You're out of earshot of the guards. They're causing ruckus deep inside the cave.
Okay.
You can hear them in the background.
Those ruckus causers.
Now, when Cole and I left, we grabbed, just kind of ramshackle grabbed some of the stuff that was in the Gorgon's quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Was there stuff still left over?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was quite a collection.
Okay.
But you got the best stuff, right? He grabbed the best thing.
I grabbed the best thing that I could fit in my pocket. I know that. But we just kind of grabbed. And
that was part of your appraisal check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're saying you didn't grab a keg of napalm?
That's just you.
Now see, that's a possibility.
It's just a very small keg.
Yeah.
It fits in my pocket.
It's a tankard of napalm.
Oh, that'd start a nice fire.
Let's go back.
Senzio.
I'm sorry.
Let's go get Senzio.
I think we're all heading back to the... Were we heading back? No. Well, I was...
The destination had not been determined.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for town.
I thought I was heading back to town to go find Senzio. Not the ship, but I'm heading back to town to find Senzio. Or at least pirate conference,
is that still going on, or do we know?
Well, you're not really sure at this moment.
Okay.
As you go down towards the city, it's much livelier than it was earlier in the day.
Probably because they're all drunk.
The rum is, the guards were up at the Gorgon's cave to get
to
the Gorgon.
Get the Gorgon. Right. Yeah.
So. Now, none of the people up there were captains.
Right.
No, they weren't guards, were they? They were just
They were just random pirates.
Where is Fancy Pants? Well, I tell you what, let's go back there to A, look for Senzio, and B, see if we can get past Jawfigure. What do you think?
Jawfigure?
Yeah, I didn't. Jawfig Eater, what'd you say?
Fancy Pants.
Uh huh.
To find Senzio and see if we can get off of here.
Okay. Off of here. Okay. Nobody else caught that.
Nobody caught that.
I heard exactly. Wow. I heard what Bill heard.
Yeah. Man, y'all looked at me like I was okay.
It's like to see if we can find Jawfeeder. Yeah, and we're all like, who the hell's Jawfeeder?
No, get off of here.
Gotcha.
Bless you.
Yeah. Man.
All right.
Everyone.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay. And there goes Alabama.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Just think, you said that sober.
Yeah, roll tide roll, okay? All right, let's go on.
Where are you going?
I'm definitely for that plan, Todd.
Yeah, let's go. That's good.
So you get back, you're heading towards the...
Yes, we're heading back to town, looking for Senzio.
Or Mace.
Or Mace. I've got to find Senzio first, Captain secondary.
I think we need to split up.
Yeah, Senzio's first because we're not leaving the here until we have Senzio.
Right.
I think we need to split up.
I think that's a bad idea.
Well, right this second, we still look for Senzio, but we split up because Senzio disappeared when he threatened his friend. Senzio also disappeared when he gave him the sword. Because all he did was...
Senzio disappeared because he just wanted to go someplace. I'm not saying that as Finn, but I mean, I remember
I gave him the sword, and Senzio didn't react to that. We all established he was the king, and he didn't really react to that. And then when I said, we think there's three people that's the lion, and one of them's Mace, and I asked the Gorgon, how do we be sure? And he said, kill them all. And I said, well, that was plan A. That's when Senzio disappeared.
I have a question.
But the two of you were involved in that conversation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this just occurred to me. I was looking at the Obsidian Portal today, at the characters. Is Mace related to Mason Flint?
I have no idea.
Okay. Okay. Can I say he is? Find some kind of... Can I do a wise here and find a relationship? And the reason why I'm doing that is it gives
Mace wise?
Do a Mace wise? My eyes! No, to do a... because if we find Mace, we can use him against Flint to get us out of here. It gives us a bargaining chip. And it just occurred to me, Mace and Flint, Mace, he may be his son, maybe a nephew named for him or something. And he just goes by Mace. And I just saw that because they're right next to each other. You're using the picture of the Harry Potter guys, the blondes, who were father and son. And I thought, hey, look at that. And it could be subconscious. Maybe they are, maybe they're not.
It's a tell.
So, I don't have it, but I wouldn't mind opening it to establish the fact that
Mace is Flint's son.
Mace is Flint's son. Or, I mean, it might be an easier role to say that they are, he is related to him.
Can I make a suggestion?
Or that he is,
Flint.
He is his namesake.
Do Flint-wise.
Flint-wise, not Mace-wise.
Oh, right, that's what I was checking to see if I had. Because I'd search Shane-wise and I tried to...
You said something before about making Flint-wise.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about Flint-wise to establish the relationship so he could go after his wife, but... I'd like to do Flintwise then.
Okay.
And establish that he is his namesake. I don't know that I necessarily want to say what the relationship is yet.
There's enough of a relationship for him to be named for it, but not necessarily it's his son.
And I don't know what it is, but he becomes a bargaining chip if we find him.
Is namesake more obscure than son? I mean, is that a harder check?
Well, I don't know.
Isn't this role counter to your desire to get rid of him?
Not necessarily. I mean, if he doesn't give us what he wants, I still
get rid of him.
Or if we trade him for passage out, he's out of Senzio's life anyway. So, I mean, I never said I would kill him. I just said I would cure him.
You are correct on that.
I'm not a killer. I'm a doctor. Hey.
Several people would argue with you if they were still alive.
Your scalpels kill more than Finn's blade.
They were sick. They weren't going to get better.
Well, there are certainly no living people who can say you're a bad doctor.
I find this offensive.
And true.
Though accurate.
That is so offensive.
I will not dignify
that. Can I help
I will not dignify that with a rebuttal.
Since I poked around in his private quarters, maybe I recall a letter to a...
Well, it's a wise. I don't...
It's an untrained wise, right?
Yeah, it's an untrained wise.
You can't help with an untrained skill.
Okay, wait a minute.
Unless somebody else has flint wise, you could make the roll. It doesn't have to be me.
You poked around in his privates?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
With his wife.
Oh, poke wise.
Me and his wife poked around in his private.
And for Neil, I don't know if Neil... Neil sat in through a Burning Empires game. I guess while you're looking that up.
Oh, I'm already.
Oh, okay. Wises generally are... They're like knowledge checks, except you can use them to establish facts in the game that are not already settled.
You can use them both to make things up that you think are cool and to find out things that the GM already has planned. Mm. It works both ways depending on what you actually want to... You just want to find out, I want to know what this guy's up to. Okay, here's your obstacle. Then again, you can do exactly like he does. And so I want this to be true.
Yeah.
Okay, here's your obstacle.
And it's whatever you want wise.
And whatever person wise I establish, they usually end up dead. So it's a guaranteed Flint, Sir Shane, and Thorsbane, both gone.
First off, Sir Shane started off dead, so...
Fair.
But you
That's
are
just nitpicking. Yeah. Okay.
I'll take the credit for Thor's being.
Okay.
He was a patient too.
All right. What is my
uncon?
This is personal position. That is cold.
All right. But again,
ooh, let's roll a wise for that.
I will look favorably on anybody who wises that up.
Death by Dr. Wise, can I open it?
Can't we just say yes?
Malpractice-wise.
Malpractice-wise.
Suicide by doctor.
First, that would be establishing a pattern, though, so. From your character's history, in a way. Anyway.
Okay.
I think this would be uncommon knowledge.
Okay.
Obstacle 4.
Double it because you're opening it.
And what is your perception?
3. 6.
Ooh.
6.
My perception's high.
Yeah, he's a dwarf.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I need an 8.
Persona.
Yowza.
I'm going to use 3 personas.
Wow.
Finally, he's going to be down around where I am.
It's not the persona I have trouble burning. It's the fate. I got 16. Give me some sixes. Okay. Let's establish this. Come on, baby.
So what happens if he fails?
Yeah, what happens if he fails? Hold on.
Oh, yeah, what happens if I fail? Good point. Good call.
Enmity clause.
But I'm not going to fail.
If you fail,
Sure.
I'm
trying to figure out if I fail, we establish the fact. I remember that I delivered Mation or a noblewoman's child. She died in childbirth. It's Mace. It's Flint. Flint's the father. Could be Bastard. I don't know. Something like that. Flint is out. If Flint finds out who I am or remembers who I am, out to get me. Enmity.
Yeah. If he fails, he does know, and like that.
Flint knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about that?
And
Flint. If you fail,
okay.
Ace is Flint's bastard. You were there. You know that fact. And the first mate recognized you. So now your presence here will be known by Flint.
Flint's first mate.
Okay. So and I don't know
fancy
that.
Fancy pants?
And you don't
fancy
know that. Yes.
And I don't. And I don't know that.
You don't know
okay,
that.
Now, but if I'm successful, still bastard son, or is the relationship different?
You want him to be bastard son?
It doesn't matter. What I want is that Flint cares about this boy enough that we can use
okay.
him.
Okay. Well, that's a wonderful statement.
It's his first
if you point. Succeed, Flint is concerned about Mace.
Enough for a bargain.
And that's why that's the true reason that Flint is here.
Surrounding a lot.
I know it's
Did Mace come here with Senzio? When did Mace get here, though? I thought Mace came from the same ship with us.
Mace got on Madrider's ship.
Before us.
The three people that got on Madrider's ship after Senzio got on, Mace,
Smaller.
And maybe that's why he wants Madrider's to get Mace.
Flint was already out to sea at that time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go.
Because that came up with
we gotta see it, man.
All
right, well, we gotta mock your dice.
That was established with Briggs and
that's right,
the lady.
Okay, don't heckle my dice. Stop it.
Hey,
you're not rolling against
dice.
Doug.
Roll them bones.
Come on, baby.
Ooh.
I see no sixes.
No sixes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6. And no sixes. Oh, God, so close. And yet so far. I don't care.
And has made our lives more difficult.
Yeah. Oh,
and more fun.
What?
Because now we got an opportunity to kill Fancy Pants. And Admiral Flint.
Well, and the dwarf. Oops.
Which is straight up the dwarf.
How much is the dwarf worth?
Sweet, we just found our way off the island.
You do not know that Dumas recognized the dwarf as someone who knows something.
I know, but we've got an opportunity.
And I don't know that he saw
it. Yeah, right.
But
we have an opportunity.
Okay, then as we are walking...
Suddenly, a light bulb, or a couple of candles.
I must tell you something. There is a secret that I carry with me that is very, very dangerous.
What is it?
What?
This boy, Mace, that has been plaguing my Senzio. He is the bastard son of Mason Flint.
That's mighty insulting words.
We've been traveling long. How long have you just now remembered? You're worse than he is. Go drink.
I just looked at the Ansidemonia portal today. So.
He does not even
have alcohol
to blame.
But V, here's the thing, though. If we should capture this mace, this urchin, this boy, this plague, we can use him to get ourselves and Majora of the island, and Senzio to Renard, where he can be rightfully crowned as a king.
And you're certain of this?
I am certain of it!
Then we need to go find both of them.
Senzio first.
Well, of course.
I think if we find one, we'll find the other.
And if Senzio doesn't want his friend killed, we don't kill him either.
So, let us find these boys, let's find the prince, and this mace, and do what we must do to get Senzio off the island. Out of the Cove.
And how old are they? 15, 16, 17, something like that? Or
14, 16.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mace is older than Senzio.
But a year or two.
He's also a street kid, so.
Okay.
Doesn't really know. Doesn't really know his age.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
So the council. Thanks, Bill. Over, wrapping up, still hot.
Done for the night.
Yes.
The crews are out drinking and carousing because, you know,
yay,
they can.
So there's no central announcer or organizer that we can... we can't make an announcement, but...
A town crier is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Two small boys. Your crew is looking for you at the front of the Kmart.
That's actually a fairly common age for seagoing people. So you see several
young boys,
sailors of that age.
Gotcha.
Makes it more difficult for them to find.
Yeah, and there are no intercoms, so
right.
That would be a difficult thing to accomplish. Yeah. Although you could try and start, not a rumor per se, but you could start trying to spread the information.
Then,
they didn't have a bigger bag?
We gotta find some place to unload this.
Okay. Why?
Should have thought about that before we got off the boat.
Use it to bribe somebody to find Senzio.
Well, we can't just keep carrying it around.
Well, I understand we can't do that, but we need to... I agree with that, but where are we gonna put it?
Make it a reward.
Value jiggling.
They're not also jiggling, as they're carrying a rolled up carpet between them.
Yeah. Is that right? It's like, what is that carpet between you two?
It's actually a drape, but still.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I collected some tankers.
I mean, is this something we would notice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm going to recycle them.
Recycle? What's that?
What's in your bag?
You're sober.
I'm going to line them up on the bar and have them filled.
Ah.
We've seen what you make. You can't fill those.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Senzio's first. Are you going to carry the rug around the whole entire time?
It's a...
Well, what else are we going to do with the elf?
Yeah.
Why did you steal the Gorgon's rug?
Drape.
It's not a rug, it's a drape.
Drape, because...
It is a tapestry.
You need to make a dress?
You never know. You never know what we might be able to use.
It's a fine specimen of neoclassic tapestries. Right, Finn?
Who's all around here? Is it just us?
Just you. I mean, there are people passing by, but no one's really intruding on your space.
Okay. This is stuff that we found in the Gorgon's chambers.
Worthless. It's all worthless.
Not necessarily so.
Damn it.
That being said, we're all on the same team.
Now we are.
So, that being said, we can use some of this stuff if we need to, because I assure you I'm going to use the Gorgon's head to try to find Senzio and get us out of here.
And I'm going to use some of this to go get a drink.
And he can do that too.
No, we must find Senzio. There's no time for this drinking.
Yes. Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No. We must find Senzio.
I'll look for him over
and
here.
And this Mace. Okay. I will find Mace and I will take care of him for you. We will see. I mean, dead or alive, I think we can still use him.
We're wasting time. Let's find the boy.
Carry your rug if you want. Let's go.
What kind of an elf doesn't know the difference between a tapestry and a rug?
It's the first time you've actually made sense this whole time conversation. But you're hanging out with Mr. Greedy, who's not stroking a sword.
Why don't we go into the middle of town, have our fine elf put on an impromptu show to drag everybody out to us, and then we can look for Mace.
Senzio does fancy the elf's pipes.
He'll come running when he hears him sing.
He loves.
He could sing a song calling for you. Yes.
Ooh, is there any kind of magic? Player to player. I mean, I don't know if
there's I noticed the eye is open.
Yeah,
the eye. Popeye goes away. Yeah, but is it like fascinate or something? Is that, can it be used to
wonderment?
A wonderment, can it be used to do something like that? Or
no, it just makes people stand in awe for a while.
Hesitate.
I didn't know if he was any other kind of spell. He might not.
I don't know about his spell effects.
Yeah,
from his spell songs.
He has
the fascinating factor of it. Doesn't
no, that wasn't what I was thinking of. I was thinking we've only seen him use fascinate, so I just didn't know if he had anything in there, any other thing.
We've seen him try to use fascinate.
Oh no, I've seen fascinate.
No, you didn't. You don't remember any of it.
I've experienced fascination.
I don't remember that. Do you remember that? Yeah, he just started saying,
"Don't worry, I'll warm up next time."
The crew remembers.
Yeah, they sure do. Anybody can bring Mace out of hiding. That is a good idea.
Senzio's the one I care about. I don't care about Mace.
But if we find Mace, we find Senzio.
And Mace is our ticket to get Senzio out of your safety.
Sing a song about Senzio.
Mace won't come around when the person that's threatened to kill him is standing with us.
Who is it? Is it?
Can I
you didn't threaten to kill him. You didn't he did.
No, he did.
No, I thought he should leave.
No, it was Roy.
He said plan A was to kill them all. In front of the boy, he was standing with him.
Senzio,
and he was a guard outside.
Senzio heard Ethan say that killing Mace is plan A.
Right.
Cole tried unsuccessfully to scare Mace away from the cave entrance.
What are you talking about?
Not that that's what he told anyone else.
He left. And I still think Senzio's up in a cave somewhere.
Can I open Streetwise and try to find out, get an idea where he might be?
Streetwise
is like a map.
It's more about etiquette
of the city street.
It's not like gather information.
Etiquette of the city street, sorry.
You can fork it in to help you gather information.
Yeah, but I don't have it. I can't fork it in something I don't
have. Why don't you open up Senzio?
Make some food.
I could. I'll open up Senzio. Does anybody else have it?
Senzio wise?
Yeah.
I don't. Shockingly, I don't. He's my lord.
Sorry, Jeff. Go ahead.
No, I don't.
The fact you're going to try to establish is that you know where he is or where he should be.
His patterns of behavior is what I'm trying to find out. I don't necessarily know this island, but I know his. If I can fork in Senzio or open Senzio wise,
he's like hanging out in bell towers
and in the past,
right
over there.
Right.
Or we could say
he ran away from home once and he hid. That
somebody know, or you could do it for this place and say there is a place where young kids are known to go. Yeah. Or, you could do one. You could do either way.
Yeah.
We'll see. One may be an easier role than the other.
Well, see, I think Senzio wise would be more beneficial in the long run, just because I think he's going to be around a little bit longer than maybe we'll be on this island. So as opposed to.
The Port easier. Of Lost Hope wise.
Right.
Well, Port of Lost, but I'm thinking Port of Lost Hope. And the only reason why I suggest it is because it might be an easier role.
It depends on how you're phrasing the proposition.
True.
If you're talking about the location in the Port of Lost Hope, Port of Lost Hope wise might be the better one.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Senzio's
habits,
predilections for going to a certain place. Senzio wise would be the best.
That's what I think is will be more beneficial, because if I say, well, Senzio, when he's feeling downtrodden and lost, he likes to go to a place of worship. And
he's 14. He's going to be trying to look at naked women.
Well, I understand that, but let me go with it.
Not if he makes his roll.
Right.
No favorites.
There we go. So he goes to try to find soothing music at...
No, I think what he was going to
do. What I'm suggesting is he sings.
Yeah.
And
there we go.
I know his favorite song
because I know Elvin's song, and if I know that Senzio likes that song, then he can sing it, and he can just tra-la-la-la-la as we go around, and maybe Senzio will come running. Give us a better chance to find it.
I think you put a slam on your performance.
Although if he sings in a stationary spot, it would probably be more likely.
Okay. Then he gets at an advantage point where the captains were talking. So maybe they're all half drunk and you can go on up there and sing. And
center of town.
But I got to, again, try
captain's
to
open. Captain's conflict?
Yeah. Open up Senzio-wise to know what his favorite song is.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
All right. Is that wise as a perception? Right?
Wise as a perception.
Let Jason do it. He's gonna. Your perception. It's black. Okay, sorry.
Where did it be?
I was thinking it was gray.
My will's gray.
His will is gray. Sorry. Gray 6. God. See, elves get to a point where if you have so many points, then you.
Do you like to explain that for the listeners at home?
Well, yeah. When you have so many points when you are creating your character, and primarily for Neil, but also for our listeners while we're looking numbers up, if you go over it, you can use what, 5 points?
Five, yes. Mm-hmm.
5 points, you can go from a black shade to a gray shade, and all that means is that you go from 3 to 6 on a D6 as a success to a...
From a 4, 5, or 6.
Or a 4, 5, and 6 to a 3, 4, 5, and 6.
So you have a 66% chance instead of a 50% chance.
Right.
What's my odd?
Very powerful.
Your odd for knowing Senzio's favorite song as a, under Senzio-wise.
Right.
That would seem to be... I'm going back and forth between interesting fact and details. I'm going to go with interesting pack, so ob 2.
Ob 2.
Okay. Actually, 4, right? Yeah, it's 4 because you're right.
Oh, and then.
Okay.
That's why I'm going to throw in a persona.
Just one?
Just one.
You sure?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And if I don't?
Failure. You remember Senzio's favorite song, but it is one of the rare songs that... Talithel does not know.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Right. Therefore, someone else will have to sing it.
Because I can sing too.
Todd just pointed at himself. He wants to sing the song.
No, I'd rather him do it. He's a better singer than I am. But
I don't know, man.
All right.
This guy. This elf.
4. All right.
One, 6.
1, 2.
God. Hurts, don't it? Burn that fate.
Well, of course I want to burn the fate. I'm going to give it a shot.
See, that's how you roll to burn fate, Jeff.
Mm. You crappy dice.
Nope.
I don't know where I got these dice.
All right. It's a rare song. I know it. Or can I just...
Hum a few bars?
All right, so what's my rare... I'm going to try to sing it then.
Strawberry.
Are you going to open singing?
I have singing.
You do not.
Oh, elf.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't know
yeah, but what?
All elves have to have singing.
And what is it though?
I think some
as mom?
Born have to have it. Some have to. So now are you going to set this up anyway? Or are you just
yes, absolutely.
Wander around the city singing? Or
no, I'm going to...
You could do a small concert, and Talos could perform first to get everybody there so that you don't drive them off. So that you don't drive them off, and then you could perform. He could be your opening act.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll say that I'm the opening act, because obviously he's the bigger name.
Yeah.
Okay? And then I'll sing that first, and while he's got them all enraptured, maybe...
Real quick... The last time I wanted to sing, you all posed me and brought me here on a boat.
Oh. That wasn't me. I was gone that night.
Well, you were part of it.
This all right. Is, this no, is I was chance. I was out.
So, well, sing your song, find the boy.
Good grief, get over it.
Somebody can carry a grudge.
All right, how about this?
Can't carry a tune.
That's it.
Oh. Why don't we throw some propaganda?
I'm in favor of your roadblock here, but you have a belief about getting Senzio.
Correct.
And he's trying to get Senzio.
But he's also the one of the ones that threatened the boy, too.
No.
I have never threatened the boy.
He was with you when you said the comment.
We didn't... We threatened
threat by omission.
It was not a threat of Senzio. It was a threat of Mace.
Well, I bowed to the king.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like the king.
He's not the king yet.
It's good to be the king.
He is the king.
He's the king in Ethan's mind.
Mm-hmm. He's the king.
And I have never threatened this boy. Ever.
Whose sword are you carrying?
I'm carrying my sword right
like
now.
Like I said. He's threatening the boy.
How's that?
That is his heritage, is it not?
It might be his heritage, but he never paid for it.
Gorgon did.
No, Gorgon did not. Gorgon is dead.
Really, really dead.
What are we fighting over? What?
Just greed.
Hum along.
Whose dice are bigger?
No. Right.
That's what we're about to find out, I think.
Gorgon died. It was an agreement that I had with Gorgon that if he agreed to give it to somebody else, that was fine. A, he never paid me. He didn't.
How do we know that you're not in with the lion yourself? You know his voice, and everybody else seems to be dead, and you still have the sword.
What are you trying to do here? What
do you have a belief?
What is your objective?
The boy.
Okay.
The boy is my only goal because I got dragged here, and nobody else cared about the boy. Everybody else has been running around the whole entire town doing things. Where's the boy now?
We're trying to find him.
We're trying to get the boy to get him off of this island and get him back to Renod.
And we haven't been running over all over the cove because I
know Senzio was in the cave.
I think they're all in character. Mm.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Close your eyes. He's in the cave.
I do not.
Look, he wasn't using a Talithel voice.
But
he was speaking normal Jason.
Would you feel more comfortable if you sang the song?
No.
That you do not know?
No, I'm scared. Every time I sing, I get punched.
He is not going to punch you. He likes you now. We're friends now.
When you need something.
We are all friends. We are all friends. Hey, Cole, tell him you're his friend.
Somebody needs a hug.
I won't punch you for this
tell
song.
Tell him you... Hug.
Sing your song.
Hug.
Somebody needs a hug.
Hug.
Come on, group hug.
My point is that if I tell them that you're going to come up and sing, and I sing first, I'm the opening act, okay? Obviously, I'm not near as good at this as you are.
No, he's not.
Okay? Well, I don't know. We haven't heard you sing yet.
He's pretty bad. He couldn't have... He's talented.
So, my point is that, A, you're a better singer. B, you certainly have a better reputation at this than I do.
True.
All right. So if I tell them, hey, I'm going to sing this song, and hopefully Senzio hears this, comes to us, and he likes you, and he sees you, number one, maybe he thinks you sang the song.
Okay. So if the boy shows up, you will give him the
song.
That
is not possible.
I tell you what.
Who is drinking like cats?
The boy, number one, the boy... was never given the sword. Okay? He wasn't.
Whose heritage is on that blade?
Who made the blade?
Who cares?
You were fine with leaving
him. Indeed. Where are you from?
Okay, let me ask you this. What point is it to save the boy when it's only going to get you out of here?
That has nothing to do. It gets me out of here. I want the boy back in Renan. That is what I want.
The owner
back there safely.
So you agree that the boy gets his sword, the ownership as king, quote unquote, as soon as he gets here.
I don't care if he has his sword. I want him to be king. He can have all the swords he wants. He's the king of Renod. We need to see him crowned.
And we're not in Renod, and it's not the king's sword.
If he doesn't want to be king, he doesn't have to be king.
Again, I don't care if he's king or not.
I do.
My point is that I want him back in Renod, and I want him safe. That's what I want. I want this boy out of this place. And I
absolutely
want him back
him
in the place.
Need to leave.
And obviously, the heritage of the sword says that he is king.
The Sword of Ascension.
So, the Sword of Ascension, or Descension again at this point, says that he is king. So let's get him back to Renaud, where he will be safe.
Absolutely.
And he will be under the safety and control of the royalty and the monarchy of Renaud.
Absolutely.
So, that's what I want. Now, whether he's king or not king, I'm concerned about his safety, first and foremost. That's my concern.
And you do sing mighty pretty, elf.
Well, my point is that... Now, we've established the fact that he does not know this song by my failure. Yes. You don't know this song, blah, 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 blah.
It's not worth my time.
Oh.
So it's not worth your time to attempt to save the boy. I understand. That's fine.
Okay.
So, yes.
If I may interrupt you.
Please.
Jason, what are you after in this scene?
I want Senzio back, but I want him to have his property.
You want Senzio to have the sword?
Correct.
Okay. Todd, what do you want out of this scene?
There's a look on Todd's face.
What I want out of this... is for him to go along with the plan to get Senzio back.
Well, give him the sword.
While keeping the sword for yourself.
While keeping the sword.
That's why.
Okay.
Because at no point has the ownership of the sword been given to Senzio. Now, at one point, it was, but we've established the fact that he is not...
Anyway.
We got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just break the sheet.
So, now, do you want to go at this full force with a duel of the wits? Or do you just want to roll off on persuasion versus test? Whether the versus test would be one of you gets everything and the other one gets nothing.
I'm down with that.
I'm sure you are. Well, see, here's my thing, is that if the persuasion test
Of course,
means,
what he wants is what you want, except he gets a sword.
Right. See, and that's the part I'm not going to give up on, is the sword. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving up on the sword. I finally got it. I finally got it put back together. And now the guy who was going to pay me for it is not going to pay me for it because he's dead. And even if he did take ownership of it, I told him that he could give it to somebody else and I would acknowledge that transition of ownership. But he never did that. So it's still my sword.
Why don't you pay for a sword?
Sword's already been paid for once.
Oh. Yes.
Break out the shield.
I think it'd be interesting if he increased the stakes that not only, if you're going to do this, and y'all figure out if you want to do it just however, but he helps you sing the song. He harmonizes with you. He accompanies you, which would be so degrading to him. I up the stakes, because just saying, I just want to go sing the song and keep my sword, he says, I want your sword.
I want the boy to have the sword.
He wants the boy to have the sword. He wants somebody else to have the sword. And I'm just thinking, I'm just suggesting you might want to increase your stakes.
So,
yeah.
If that happens, isn't it possible they sing so beautifully that it triggers the doctor's greed?
Yeah!
And he wants to protect both of these beautiful voices.
Well, I don't know about him. It's only three dice. It's not like
I tell you,
way.
I tell you what. I tell you what.
Is there any way I could help him?
Is your singing gray? Yeah, his singing's gray. So that's
here's what I'll acknowledge. Okay, you help me sing. You help me sing, and in return,
this lovely song.
When the boy goes through the crowning, what do you call it?
Coronation.
Thank you. When he goes through the coronation as king, the sword will be his irrevocably. For nothing. It's his.
Truly becoming the Sword of Ascension.
I will carry the sword until that time.
Absolutely not.
Because so far, everybody that's offered to get the sword from you has died, all of a sudden didn't pay you, and you start carrying the sword acting like it's yours. It's the boy's.
It is not his, and I told you I would give the sword to the boy upon his coronation. I made this. You know this.
This is my sword. You know how this goes. This is part of your heritage, too.
We might be at a duel of wits point now.
It's time to roll dice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to compromise about the sword. And if he's not, then that's where we are.
Throw him up. Two men in top, one man leave.
It's about...
That's the here's the other thing. Uh-huh. I don't have to accompany him doing anything.
No. No.
If you want to sing, sing your song for Cynthia.
Yeah.
Go right ahead and knock yourself out. Uh-huh. But all of a sudden, I got dragged in to perform, and it ain't happening unless the boy gets the sword. Because the last time I was going to do something for them, they hosed me.
That's where the rolling...
The only one that I actually care about in this group right now is Briggs. He's the only one that hasn't hosed me yet.
Well, he's the only one that hasn't asked anything of you.
Him at all!
What did I do?
He said he would give the boy the sword.
You're trying to kill
him. Hold on. When he's playing.
Hold on.
You give it to
guys, settle. You had something?
The only reason Briggs didn't hose you...
He wasn't here.
Joe wasn't here that game.
Okay.
You were punching my axe from me.
It's okay, little brother.
How are we going to roll? Do you want to go all or nothing? Or do you want to have to compromise?
Or are you singing something by yourself?
Well, we're to rolling dice.
I tell you what. I'll,
Don't threaten him with those dice.
Don't you rattle your dice at him.
I'll sing my song by myself.
Okay.
But this doesn't make sense, because don't you want this boy too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why are you not helping to get the boy?
I haven't figured that one out.
That's your primary concern.
But
I don't know the song.
It's a, right. But you, can still help him, though. You can still help him if you sing, though, even if it's a lowly song, you're besmirching yourself. You're lowering yourself to help find the boy, which is pursuing your belief.
A true artist, he approaches music in all its shapes and forms.
He's your biggest fan. He's your biggest fan.
It's not a cheat anymore.
It's always the instinct.
Yeah,
that's right. Always oblige a true fan.
And you're a true fan. I'm telling you, no.
So you must do this. You must sing. The world must hear Tannhelm. Sing.
Sing, though, great elf.
Okay, I will sing.
All right, so
you're going to walk away from the sword issue.
Walk away from what?
You can't come back and demand this later on, though, from him. You can't demand the sword from him later, right? I mean, he can't.
He can't demand for some other reason.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right. Okay, so you're just going to get up there and sing. Because
they're backing away from the conflict. They're not going to roll dice.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
Yeah. I will harmonize with you.
Oh.
Go get him a drink.
Boy, you hit the doctor.
So, you all have made it to the captain's conclave space, and in this semi-heated discussion, you've actually gotten a few onlookers, so you already have a base crowd.
Okay.
Not large, like 5 or so.
Okay. Is there a spot where
people are
talking?
Yeah, there's a podium dais like thing in the center.
Okay. Is Captain Madrauder there? Or is anybody speaking up there now?
There are no captains present.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll make my way up there. And I'll go on up there and I'll start. The song that he likes is not a complicated song. It's more like a little ditty, but it's a short little song that you can just sing over and over and over again. It's like a little
around.
Chorus. Yeah.
Like row, row, row your boat?
Yeah. I mean, just row, row, row your boat over and over and over again. So I'm just going to start singing at a point to where everybody can hear me in a loud enough voice and just keep going.
Now, is Uzkul actually going to help?
No, I won't.
If I had conspicuous wise or something, or conspicuous, I would jump in. If I had something I could to help, I don't.
Actually, let me rephrase. Do you want to contribute with a link test?
If I thought I had.
You could try opening up sing.
I will open up conspicuous.
Okay.
Which And I don't... It'd be nice to...
What are you doing to be conspicuous?
Hear ye, hear ye!
I'm going to stand up and stentoriously yell out to the crowd, "We have a song for this auspicious event! We have... Finn! The...
Elven singer.
Elven singer! He will entertain you, all of you, as... We cannot... We even sing!
For your, off the stage!
For your pleasure, I will
try. And I start singing.
I will try
to... Let's see if I can do it.
He has to roll.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Conspicuous is... Is that...
Can you open singing and help him?
He could. Well, no, it's as a link test.
As a link test.
It would not be helping him
of
by
course,
the rules.
Right. If of I blow my roll, they might go, "Oh, this is gonna suck," and look the other way.
Conspicuous is will.
And that's harder.
Conspicuous is will.
Will. Okay, that's good for me.
Attracting attention to oneself in a crowded room is ob one.
Why are you fighting us?
God. Wait, in a massive gathered crowd is ob four. Busy street, ob three. In a pitched battle, op 5.
Given the circumstances that we have right now, I'm going to say op 2.
Oh, okay, so 4. All right, I am not going to...
People on the street, but it ain't busy.
All right, I'm not going to burn the persona. I've only got 1. Oh, well, it's just a minus on him, right? I mean...
Yeah.
Okay, because it's linked. I've got 2 successes. One of them is a 6.
I could put more hindrance on it, but the minus one to him is plenty for
you
this.
You won't need to. I'm going to burn the fate.
Yeah, I have to burn the fate.
Shut up.
You're only halfway there.
Come on. 6.
1. 1. You're going for 1.
Ooh.
Not out.
So, the elf plays Barker,
and
going around the edge of the stadium saying, "Come here," and says it right on the wrong time while you're singing, and he's tripping you up.
Mm-hmm.
Just really
needs to piss people off or something.
Really messing with the flow of the song.
Okay.
And he's doing it sing-song.
He's got such a loud voice that he's... Mm-hmm. Actually drowning you out a little bit on occasion.
Oh, you started?
So, your obstacle is going to be 1 heart.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, you want to sing,
mm-hmm.
and you want Senzio to come listen to this song that is his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're going to sing
yeah.
with the goal of getting Senzio here.
Yeah.
So that is what you want.
Yes.
That is your intent, is to draw Senzio to this spot.
Yes.
Your obstacle is 3.
So is it 3 plus 1 or 2
it's
plus
3
1?
Plus 1. It's, so it's 4.
Okay.
But I'm going to wrap your Senzio wise as also a link test.
Okay.
So your plus 1 die.
Okay. All right. So I'm at 4. And I'm going to use a persona. So I have 5. Okay. And I need 4.
You need 4.
Okay.
Now, failure
is not an option. We get Mace instead?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Failure. Senzio does not show up, but Mace does.
Okay.
There's a 2. Six.
Whoop. Yep. Send the fake. Nope.
Oh.
Ooh.
2 it is.
Hey, look, there's Mace.
That didn't sound good. What happened?
We found
Mace. He failed.
Mace!
Sorry.
So instead of Senzio showing up, Mace shows up.
That's not a failure!
Yet.
Yet! But that's okay.
See what you did.
Okay. I'm singing, and Mace walks up through the crowd.
Walks up with the crowd.
Right.
He's easily spotted, but...
Okay.
You got maybe 20 people listening to you now.
Okay. Well, I keep singing, and I point him out. Point him out to you guys.
Look up here!
And it's amazing what these people are doing. And
of course, the dwarf is barking, come look at the elf, come look at the elf,
yeah.
While you're trying to convey that.
I take one of the fake coins.
I want to sneak up behind Mace.
Sneak up behind Mace?
Sneak up behind Mace and pickpocket his weapon from him.
He has a weapon?
Doesn't he?
Mace-wise, no. No, he does not.
Sure, he has a dagger.
If I see him trying to sneak up on Mace, I would like an opportunity to interrupt him from sneaking up on Mace.
That's quite possible.
By being loud and boisterous.
I'm just going to go straight towards him.
You're going to go straight towards him?
Straight towards him.
And do?
Ask him where he is. Or ask him where Senzio is.
Ask him where Senzio is. Briggs, are you going to contribute?
Yeah, I'm going to walk up to him with Tal.
You're going to walk, you would be Talthel's shadow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got Tal's back.
So we have Talthel and Briggs coming from the front.
Fighting distraction.
We have Ethan trying to sneak up behind.
Or getting in Ethan's way.
And Cole trying to stop Ethan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Protected Mace.
Uh-huh. So you're trying to sneak up on him.
Yes.
Inconspicuous versus his perception or observation, whichever you have at the current time?
I do have perception.
Observation.
Oh, observation!
Did you open it?
I haven't opened yet.
Oh.
One more.
You're about to learn something.
I'm about to learn something.
Maybe to your regret.
Yes.
Do you have inconspicuous?
We might learn something
okay.
Before it's done. Hey, hey, hey.
I'll burn it. I'll burn a persona.
So, your inconspicuous will get you up behind him without him or Cole being able to do anything.
Okay.
And Cole succeeds on spotting your surreptitious approach, he will be able to intercede.
Okay. I really need you to roll a one.
Okay. I'm working on that.
He rolled only one.
Only one.
Or none. That's fine, too.
There's
two. There's two, so my odds are four.
Yes.
I will... No, I'm not going to burn it this on.
Burn it. Burn it.
One. That's not one.
No.
One.
No.
None.
No.
Zero.
So that's a routine?
Yep, that's a routine for you.
And I learned something!
Yay!
And you've opened up observation.
Finally. Opened it or learned it?
Opened it.
Yeah. And Roy goes, where is it?
He now has it for real.
I have it at... half the cool. Level of perception now, right?
Yeah. Then from here, it advances on its own.
So it's a two if my perception's a five?
Yes.
Unless you have...
What is it? Yeah!
So you sneak up on him successfully.
Okay.
And now you wish to...
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
Take away his weapon. So if he were inclined to not acquiesce to our demands, he's unarmed.
He's disinclined to acquiesce.
He's disinclined to acquiesce. Thank you.
Open up a new skill learning slot.
Hey.
What do I want to learn next?
Okay, so your sleight of hand versus his observation.
What happens if he fails?
How many dice you got in observation?
You get the bus.
Two.
Well, not necessarily.
I'll burn another persona.
Neil had a good question. What happens if he fails?
Yeah.
I get
so if you succeed, you lift the dagger. And Talithel and Braze approach like normal. You get what you wish. If you fail, you lift the dagger, but he senses the action and bolts.
Okay.
Unless, yeah, anyway.
Two sixes?
Ooh.
One.
1 6?
1 6.
Two oh, successes. Six.
Busted. Oh, burn a fate?
Busted.
Oh, oh, that's a one.
Did he run?
So, yeah, he runs.
I run after him.
How about singing?
I stop singing and run after him.
Can I make a perception check to see him, see Mace when he runs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay. Because I want to try to catch him.
Right.
I would like to also, since I'm already moving that way.
Do I need to make perception to see him?
I'm going to do Wonderment. Oh, stop him in his track.
Wonderment takes time to go off.
How about binding?
Bind his legs together.
His boots are
to the flanks.
Or to each other.
Each other. Trip them up.
Nice.
Very nice.
Okay.
Can you do that inconspicuously, or is that something?
I'll follow him then. Since I don't know he's doing that.
I have inconspicuous. I can do it inconspicuously.
Yeah, because it takes a certain amount of time for Wonderment triggers. And if he's running away, he can possibly get out of the range of your Wonderment.
All the spells, are, what are they listed under? Are they listed in traits?
Depends on which ones you've got.
They're all listed in spells. No. They're listed in the Elven Life Pack section.
Okay. There are certain songs, though, that will refer back to certain skills.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually listed in the skill section.
Okay. Bill, if you want to cast a spell inconspicuously, is that a link test or is it a penalty? Or how does that work?
Most of the songs deal with
nature. Area of effect is half presence. Am I close enough?
That's by most two of the most.
You're practically in front of me.
Okay. It says ob 2. So I just roll my sorcery. I'm on page 207.
Gold, for example. In the Burning Wheel Gold Book. Copyright, Luke Crane, 2011. Patent pending.
Okay, yeah, ob 2.
Or,
right. Sorcerer still.
Making all elves hunt you down.
Now,
let's see.
Now, were you trying to do this inconspicuously? Because if he had mentioned, I don't know if that was going to make a difference or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be, you can do it inconspicuously.
I don't want to be a block, but it does say number of items of earth, stone, wood, or metal.
Wood.
His boots are wood?
Got to be wood in there somewhere.
The sole.
The nails and the soles. You could pull the nails together, at least to trip it. I mean, not necessarily nail him to the floor, but pull the nails in his boots together on the feet so it trips him up and he falls. I think that's all we're trying to do is keep him from running, right?
Or he's wearing cogs.
Yeah.
He's Swedish. Can open shoe-wise. Dutch.
Dutch.
Yes.
Dutch.
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 I want those listeners.
Yeah. Being that we don't do many of these spells, taking us a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Wake up, yeah.
Isn't this fun?
Yes.
Are you... Did you say you wanted to cast it in for six? Did you say that?
I can. I mean, I have the skill.
If you weren't worried about it, then we don't have to worry finding it. We can just roll.
I didn't know if it was something still in your character that you were trying to...
He's changed it to, I will cast spells for my group.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty much. Okay. I'm not really outstanding and conspicuous with this.
So, I'm too.
Okay.
What happens if you fail?
He gets one of the closest person to him that's us and trips one of us.
Well, actually, there's all sorts of things that happen if he fails.
Oh, yeah. Well,
because the sorcery rule has its own effect.
It has its own little wheel of failure.
That's a bit cumbersome.
But for the speed of not having to look through the book as much as I'm going to have to if you fail, you get Ethan.
Okay. Who's the closest?
That's cold.
Don't worry.
This works like a charm.
This always works.
This never fails.
Come on, pair. Oh, three. Yes. Good. Thank God. Finally a roll.
Is that the first success tonight?
I think so, yeah.
Yes.
No, no.
And everything runs off a wheel.
Sensio-wise, succeeded.
Oh, no,
it didn't. No,
I beat you at inconspicuous.
Yeah, he did beat you at inconspicuous. It's just you failed that
one. I failed that one, so.
So, Mace's shoes go together, and he falls flat on his face as he turns to run away from the person picking his pocket.
Cool. So let me get this back straight. Mace hits the floor. Ethan's holding the dagger. Everybody's watching.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Slight hand. Nobody sees the dagger.
That is true.
Yeah. It was like...
No, that is right. He failed. But the failure was...
He
lifted the dagger, but Mace sensed it and took off. That was the failure. He's standing there with the dagger in his hand. He successfully lifted it, but Mace sensed it. The failure was Mace sensing it and leaving.
Wasn't able to leave.
Not a complete failure. Because in this, as often as possible, we try not to have failure mean failure as the traditional sense.
Unless
it means more.
Unless Jason wants to exploit the fact that he just lifted his dagger. I thought Jason was going to point to him.
He's going to kill the boy! He knifed him!
I don't know if that's where Jason was going with that or not.
Probably, but...
Yeah.
That wasn't the failure I had listed, unfortunately.
I'll go help him up.
Okay.
I will too.
Oh, our friend's drunk! Mace, you can't hold your liquor, can you?
We must get him someplace where we can interrogate him.
Falsehood?
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, falsehood. Falsehood's just outright lie.
No.
Drunken onlookers, not really interested. I'll two.
Okay.
Can I help? Can I help him pick him up with falsehood?
No. The falsehood was, he's drunk.
Oh, our friend's drunk.
I mean, am I there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes, he is always drinking, this boy. He does not know how to hold his liquor. I've got falsehood as well. I'll assist.
Sure.
Kid's young. Obviously, he's making a fool of himself. Got into some of the pirate's secret stash.
Falsehood.
Now, you don't
have
to
accept
any of
our help. Right, right. Yeah, I mean, if you don't want
to. If you're trying to get a certain test, you don't have to take any of those.
No, I need another take.
Oh.
Don't! Oh, got a six, though.
You need to burn.
Aura of Innocence.
Oh, you get to reroll your failures?
Yep.
Call on.
Once per session.
Boom. There it is.
There's two.
All right. Well, now that I got that out of the way.
Do we get routines for that?
Yes. Yeah.
No, you get whatever an ob 2 would be for your skill.
Yeah, I've got a 3 on a... 3 on a 2? Yeah, I've got a 3 on a 2. Falsehood. So that's a... 3 on a 2 is a
3 on a 2 is routine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's below the break. So...
I think I'm just more falsehood now. I've got two routines.
So the six of you are surrounding Mace.
Mm-hmm.
The performance has stopped. People are starting to drift away.
Mm-hmm.
What now?
We must get him away so we can interrogate him.
I ask him. We're Senzio.
We're friends of Senzio's.
Why won't my feet work?
You gotta put one foot in front of the other. We're Senzio.
He swings his feet back and forth between your arms as you hold him.
Let's interrogate him right here.
Interrogation? No. Where's the boy?
That's what you're doing. You're interrogating
him. No, I'm not. Hold on. Let's take him to a room and interrogate him.
Let's just sit there and persuade him. Come on, boy. Here, I tell you what. I've got a pocketful of quarters coins that I can give you. And you're more than welcome to them. Just please tell us where the boy is.
Give me the coins. Well, first fix my feet.
What is that? What do you need to do? I don't know what you need to do.
I don't know. I guess
Can I just dissipate the spell? Sustained?
No, then you just let it go.
Tell us what we want to know and we'll make your feet.
Listen, he'll let it go just as soon as you tell us what it is and you can have the coins. Here's the coins.
You get my word on it, boy.
Just tell us where Cinzio is.
He laughs when Cole speaks. Mace laughs.
Oh, he must take us to the boy.
I understand that.
He must take us to the boy. Not just tell us. He must take us.
Listen, take us to them.
We're friends of Cinzio's, and he's in danger.
Hell,
there's a killer on the island out to get him.
We thought
it was you. I said things that made Cinzio uncomfortable. It's all water under the bridge. Where is he?
We can try to persuade him, whoever has the highest one, and then, you know, we can all join in on it.
That's cool.
What is yours?
Right now, since I've got one more to get, or two more to go to open it.
Oh, you have any Melbourne persuasion?
I got gray, though. So
I've
got four in persuasion, too.
And I can increase mine with arcane seduction.
You'd have to cast it.
Yeah, but you'd have to cast it.
Yeah, but it only works for seduction, and I'm not seducing the boy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, no.
I won't do it.
It works on
persuasion.
It works on all of them.
Seduction, haggling, oratory, persuasion, and circles.
Yeah. That's the one you failed last time.
What does it increase it by? Does it depend on how many successes you get or something?
Meeting the obstacle adds plus one. Up to two more successes for a maximum bonus of plus three.
Well, as far as what's been said, you're currently leading.
Okay.
Well, just based on what everybody has thrown on the table right now.
Well, here's, and I tell him, I'll give you the coins. He'll let you go, but you got to take us to where he is. It's important that we get him. We'll get you off of we're trying to get him off of the island. And provided the boy's okay, we'll take you too.
And as a show of good faith, he'll fix your shoes. Now.
Buy me a drink.
Now.
Give him a drink.
And if he doesn't, kid, you don't have to say a thing.
Oh.
So, you want me to roll?
There's another roll right now.
No.
I'm not scared of him.
Or is it, well, if it's opposed, then he can assist him, right? But if it's just, say he just says, no, I'm not telling you anything, and it's like an oppose against his will.
Well, at the moment, though, we have Cole trying to intimidate Briggs into letting the shoes loose.
Okay. So do you want to resolve that first?
I'm not letting the shoes loose until we find out what we want to know.
If he cannot let his shoes loose, this boy will run again.
Just Mace is not a threat, I will protect him.
Joe. Are you willing to have Cole intimidate you with the threat of his presence into letting the shoes go? Letting
you know he's
Cole
not.
Intimidate your character into letting the shoes go? Because that's definitely what Roy wants out of this.
Okay, so what do I defend against his intimidation?
You won't have to roll anything. It's just your will.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if he, by some rare can. Currents, if he does succeed, you will let the shoes go. You down with that?
And if he fails, then he doesn't let the shoes go?
Then yeah, he's free to not let the shoes go. And Mace thinks even less of him.
Oh! Let's go with that. Is there any way to assist him if it's just against his will?
It's just the obstacle of his will.
Yeah, you can't assist.
What do you have?
What are you trying to
do? I would argue against it, but if that's not going to... If he hurts you, I will fix it.
Let him go, you're screwed.
What's your will?
Huh?
Five?
Well, first, are you down with that?
I guess I have to be.
No, you can just sit there and go, okay, I'll let him go. You can just arbitrarily let him go, and that's that. And there's no role.
Or you cannot let him go, and you can just walk behind the dwarf or something. I don't know. Basically, he's in your face. Are you as a player interested in letting him go take the story that direction? Or does that not sit well with you?
No, I'm fine with it.
Okay. Then let's roll.
Hopefully I get to burn some fate.
I put one persona into it. It's still four right now. Four and five.
Your will's a five.
Well, I went boom there.
Nope.
Snake eyes over here.
Find the fake, man.
I've already burned him.
You don't have, like, you know, call on for intimidate or anything like that?
Ooh. Dreadful!
Yeah, but
no, hold that
roll, roll your burn your fate.
Burn your fate first
and then turn. Yeah, okay.
Because that could be another failure.
Could be another failure.
Probably will be. You're lucky.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Is he heckling me or the dice?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You.
Yes. It's all you, baby.
It's a failure. Okay, so.
So what was your call?
Dreadful.
Indeed.
Look at my scarred face.
Look at my good eye.
Ah!
Yes, that is Briggs a failure.
Yeah. And finally, Cole goes,
but that's okay, but that's all right, I don't mind.
No, Briggs says, no, and here's a tic-tac.
No, he says, no, and your fly's down.
Oh! And here's a tic-tac.
And Mace,
that wasn't in the...
No, Mace laughs practically in your face. Ah, he's a scary one, isn't he?
Just his face.
Oh!
To zoom.
So, now, back to you.
Alright, boy. He'll let you go, but you gotta tell us where he is, and, you know, coins are yours.
That was a massive launch.
You go ahead and get off the island with us, but you gotta show us where he is.
Show, not tell.
Right.
Okay.
Show us where he is.
Alright. Your obstacle is his will.
I want to help. Centaurus debate. Mm-hmm. It is in your best interest to help us find this boy. We all care very much about him. He cares about you, and we hope that you care about him. You must help us find him and get him off this island. Oh, that's what it's called.
Did you hear him?
I gave you the green one.
Okay.
I will help. Come on, kid. This place is dangerous. It's full of pirates. The spell is kind of becoming a pain to sustain, and we all want to go home. Persuasion.
And you gave him a die, too?
What I said before. Misunderstanding with Senzio. We're all friends here. We're trying to help.
Okay. Are you taking all of them?
What's my arm?
Three.
Yes.
Okay. So for those of you not rolling, your obstacle for the skill you helped with was three.
Against our...
Against your skill.
Yeah, mine's a five on a three, so it doesn't happen.
So what happens if you fail?
Thank you, Neil.
Yeah. I like him.
That's a 4 on 3, which is difficult.
That's a routine. You don't need any more routines, Joe?
He said, not for a five.
Not a 4 on 3 is difficult.
It's a 5 on 3 for him.
Oh.
It's not about you, Joe.
It's all about
Sometimes
Joe.
It is.
You're saying.
If you fail, he will lead you to where he says Senzio is. But it will actually be an ambush.
Oh,
okay.
Snap! I like it.
I'm ready.
Dude. I'm always aware of the ambush, so I'm okay with that.
My axe is always in hand.
Right?
I have my surging tools.
Right. Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. That's the most dangerous thing you said today.
Did you say it was a three?
Three, yes.
Okay. I got a rock.
Any arc?
No. Not yet.
One. Not you, fuck!
I think your voice is cracking a little bit.
Todd's luck holds out.
Yep.
Worst.
You ain't calling?
Not for that.
God.
Persuasion?
No, for steel. That's the only one I have calling for.
Yes.
Golden black.
Oh! For those who didn't hear that on the podcast, Neil just slammed poor little Todd.
And see, what you don't know is that Sunday when Neil plays in my game, he will die.
And so will everyone.
That's right.
Hey, I'm being nice.
Hey, I can say that. I'm not in that game.
That's right.
Okay.
So...
Well, here we go.
Awesome.
Well, where is it, boy?
He
take his tone.
He
free the boots.
Okay. He starts leading the way into the city. The buildings get really close and hang over and dark because there's no lamps lit.
Mm-hmm.
Turns down a dark alley. Comes up against a brick wall. Turns around to face you all and goes, "They're here!
Who is here?"
You want to roll a perception to be aware of where the ambush is? Yeah.
Can we all roll?
No, just him for his instinct.
Oh. Oh, okay. Spider senses tingling.
No.
Oh, nice!
No, I don't. Because I went up and I trusted that boy to tell me the right.
Is that an instinct or a trait?
It's an instinct.
Nice. That's Artha in the back.
That's fate.
Okay, so. Four bully boys come out of the shadows, blocking your way out of the alley.
Oh.
Truncheons in hand.
Sounds like a Pete Townsend song. And I stand there with my axe.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I draw two swords.
Hmm? Two swords?
Mm-hmm. Two-handed. Two-fisted fighting.
And I, of course, have the Sword of Ascension.
Mm-hmm.
I have a move to Z-back and protect Mace. No, I just moved to the back.
I'm going to persuade him.
Well, you're lucky that somebody lifted Mace's dagger.
You can try to stab me. I don't care.
I'm going to persuade them that it's not the right thing to do. Go home.
Wait, isn't it Roy who's supposed to be protecting Mace? Mr. Belief Man?
He's too busy bullying me.
Well, by attacking the guards, he would be.
Okay.
I mean, not cards. The thugs.
Thugs.
So you're going to attempt to
persuade them this is not the right
persuade
choice.
Persuade.
Go home.
The
thugs.
Thugs that it's not the right choice and they should go home.
Correct.
Well, the problem is with that is they want to persuade you all to strip to your skivvies and let them take all your stuff.
Persuade or intimidate?
Intimidate.
Okay. I think the answer to that is no, Jason.
What's that?
I think the answer to that is no.
You and I don't have anything. We're not.
You turn around, I'm already naked. What is the problem? We must go now. I'm a dwarf. You cannot tell if I'm dressed or not.
He's this always furry.
This is not a robe.
When did you put on the first shirt?
I'll help you with intimidation. I'm opening persuasion.
Skills can't help stats. So basically he just said he plans to fail.
There's a...
You said. You're opening persuasion. Of course
well,
you
don't have I'm a, working on opening it.
Right.
Well, there's four of them. It could be oratory. He could give a speech.
He could. Persuasion. But he wants persuasion.
God, what are you... God!
So you do realize if you fail...
I strip down, I lose a pair of shoes and some clothes.
Well...
Ain't nothing big to me.
The likelihood of you losing it is small, considering you have everyone else here.
But you're out of the fight.
Right. Well, yeah.
He's busy undressing. Okay. While everybody's
going. That'll work for me. But in front of all these people, you succumb to fear. And
if I lose, sure, no problem. I'll strip down.
Dude, get some sun.
But if I win?
We can't help him at all.
If you win, they're convinced to run away and ambush another day.
What's his odds?
Well, they have a stake. He has a stake. It's a versus test.
Oh!
I'm full. Meanwhile, the rest of you will be looking at your will because that's their odd to get you all naked, too. That didn't sound right.
Oh,
yeah. I want to fight.
Bill's into the group thing.
You give them an advantage for the dwarf.
I want to fight.
And they all keep saying the same thing. They look at us and they go, Neil. Neil.
So, even if we have persuade, we can't help him with his persuasion? I will help.
I think.
No.
By
even if you do have it, you
cannot help.
Cannot help.
Because he's open.
Skills do not help stats. And since he's opening it, he's rolling a stat.
Great.
I was going to say, my instinct is I was trying to talk my way out of a fight, and I have the skill.
Well, if you over-talk the elf, then...
Well, they might. I mean, it could be possible to say, you go, he stays and gives us everything. I mean, is that possible? I mean,
I didn't follow you.
Is it possible that if he wants to jump in and say, look, you back down, he fails, he wins, he says, all right, you can go, he stays and gives us everything. He gives us his stuff. You know, where their outcomes are different. Fine, you all can go, but he stays and he has to agree to it because he failed his role. Or he has to agree to give him all his stuff before to get away.
No, he was less convincing than me or whatever.
You see what I mean? Do you,
I almost see what you're saying.
Okay. That's all I ask, Bill. That's about as good as we get. I think sometimes, if you almost see what I'm talking about, that's fine.
I will cheers that.
So, it's simpler if you don't participate. But there's no reason why you shouldn't participate.
Okay, I was just going to play an instinct.
Go right ahead. What's in? Oh, yeah, you already said that.
Always talk my way out of a fight.
Always talk your way out of a fight. So, talk your way out of the fight.
Can I throw something in here, Taylor?
Sure.
If you say, I don't care what happens, I'm going to fight, I'm going to ignore my instinct, regardless of what happens with him, if there is a fight, then you get fate for that because you're ignoring your instinct.
Which one is that? I can't remember.
It's instinct. If you ignore an instinct to your detriment.
What Todd did.
Mm-hmm. Right, what Todd just did. Then possibly it's Artha to do it that way. So you can say, I mean, if you figure you're just going to fight him.
Play an instinct that makes the character's life difficult, ignoring it was Burning Empire.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I get confused.
Oh. Yeah.
Play an instinct that makes your life difficult. So you didn't get Artha.
Well, correct.
Way to go, Doug. Way to take Artha.
But time. Him... talking his way out of it and possibly ending up naked is.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. So talk.
Gentlemen, listen. The boy came with us. We're just trying to get him home safely. We don't want any trouble. And if we have trouble, all four of you are going to die. So.
He's a doctor.
Let's just not make this nasty as it's going to be. And we'll take the boy, we go back to our boat, and nobody gets hurt.
Okay.
Can we assist him?
You can assist him.
Is that persuasion?
Oh, it was kind of a backhand.
Can I pull my sword and do a flourish to convince him to move onward?
Intimidation.
Well, he had it at the end. There's trouble if you don't. Can I flourish the sword? Isn't that one of the options?
Well, you can use your sword skill. Use his sword skill. But I think that's more of an intimidation thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you just do? Persuasion?
That's what I heard. Persuasion with intimidation kicked in at the end.
It sounded like it could go either way.
Yeah, like
it was like persuasion with intimidated.
Do you have intimidated?
No.
Because it sounds like a fork.
Yeah, that'd have been nice for it.
Mm-hmm.
What's grief work?
Grief?
Oh, that's a good question. It's in the elf section.
I would say, you boys stand no chance. Get out of the way or these men will kill you. Ugly truth.
That works.
I may have killed Thor's Bane.
But all I'm going to do is wound you boys. And then let the doctor go to work on you.
Reputation, dockside surgeon.
And point of fact, the doctor's never saved anyone.
What is this? Is this a scalpel? I don't know!
I'm just trying to think if that's...
No, I don't...
Falsehood.
Damn!
I think if he did
Everybody's
say,
ragging the dwarf,
you
man. Did,
what, you went out of your way to rescue the rock snake.
I did. I tried.
So that sounds like falsehood to me.
Okay.
You good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Everybody taking shots at the dwarf.
Can I fork in falsehood?
Did you say anything that was untrue?
It's a part about us kicking their ass.
Part about us kicking their ass.
These men could kill you. Tried to kill you. These men could kill you.
There's four of them.
There's four of them.
Boys, you're outnumbered right now. It's six of us. Right, so six of them.
But I don't have any weapons.
Okay. Well, you've got... Big axe over there. I have a sword, and he does. You've got a sword.
I have a dagger.
Dagger right here. So it's 4-on-4, and then we also have a guy who's probably going to kill you guys just by trying to treat you later. So I don't think that I would even...
Who is that? Who is he talking about?
I would take a chance of it. It just doesn't make sense. Persuasion.
Persuasion? All right. So you got your dice assembled?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got your dice assembled?
Yep. What's the odds?
Huh?
What's the OB?
Oh, it'll be a versus test. So, success for either one of you.
Drives them away.
Sure you never played
this before? Drives them away. If you fail, even if he succeeds as they run away, you strip naked in fear.
Woohoo!
If you fail, everyone else strips naked. Since everyone gave you a dive,
all right. Yeah.
This is not funny anymore.
Don't worry, so,
oh, yeah. Oh, you just got us there. This
guy is a scary individual, and he has friends.
Alright.
Are we ready?
We are.
That's five dice for you, Tony.
Okay,
so
mine will be double whatever they roll.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, hang on.
I had 3%.
You had 3%?
Mm-hmm. Alright. Yeah, okay.
Anything on your end?
Sure.
I'm just trying to keep the dice from mixing. That's what I'm putting.
This. Yeah, I know.
So is the five now? Or
no,
the
no, we'll
rolls.
Do whatever.
Okay. Alright. This won't be shit.
I'll throw in 2%.
Okay. And I will not. Put that up there.
1, 2, 3.
The GM has 3 successes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, that's right. You got.
And I'll burn a fate.
Oh, no, he only
Why?
Had 3.
He had 3.
That's 6 for him.
6 for me.
Because he's untrained for persuasion.
How many did you get?
We 5 and a 6.
Oh, okay. So we had a... Did you take him off of you?
Yeah.
I got 5.
Chris. What happened?
Okay.
I'm stripping down.
He succeeded. He stripped. They ran.
Not a good part.
So,
your parents would be so proud.
Don't worry.
I
can look
step
at me
in
all
front
that
of Talithel and protect him.
From what?
The fleeing
a stiff wind?
What was I roll? Well, he says, I wasn't really rolling against anything, so that
your
was
your obstacle
routine.
Was 3.
3.
Okay. They had 3
4
successes.
4 on 3 is a routine?
Yeah, big time.
Difficult.
No, no, no.
You
difficult?
Got, you got to count the dice that helped you, too.
Yeah, no. It was on the 1, 2,
4
3,
dice on
4, 5, 3 6,
obstacles.
7, 8, 9 on the 3.
But you're going to count the persona.
Oh, I did.
4 dice on 3 obstacles, difficult.
Yeah. Difficult. Awesome.
So back to the nudity.
The thugs terrify Talithel.
Woo!
Convince him to comply, because that's obviously the safest way for them to the resolve the situation in his eyes. So he drops trial. Meanwhile,
I get out a sketch pad so I can put it on the interweb.
So you can nail it to a tree?
That's right.
That's good. I'm glad everybody can see the beauty on me.
Did you just get out of the pool?
All eyes on me, buddy.
Did you just get out of the pool?
It's cold.
Is it cold?
But the funny thing is, my sword's bigger than yours.
Uh-huh. Well, wait a minute. What
I didn't need to bargain for mine.
Is your instinct all
eyes on me? All eyes on me, and I will definitely close this show, buddy.
Is the instinct's all eyes on me?
All eyes on me. Always close the show. Yeah. And the best part is, totally I'll oblige all the true fans. Booyah!
I think we got a humor order for that, right?
Bill's joking. Stop, you're going to kill Bill.
See you all next week. I'm out.
I'll be here all week.
Oh my.
Okay.
Man down.
Okay.
It's the most noise Bill's ever made on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Tootsie roll.
I resemble that.
Every time you get a spike on that one.
Sure did.
Okay.
And how?
So, now what? You just scared off the thugs? Where's Cinzia?
Do you want me to draw you a picture? It'll last longer.
Please, no. not Cinzia.
Put your pants back
Mace.
On, Elf.
Mace?
Mace is right beside us still, correct?
Yeah. Where's Cinzia?
Mace is now at Sword Point. Mace for the point. Where is he? Boy.
on the boat?
Why'd you bring us here?
Which boat?
Our boat?
What's the name of the boat he's on, boy?
Red Sky Morning.
Why did you bring us here?
Because I was going to get a cut.
I can pretty much assure you, you will get a cut.
Back down, Finn. Back down.
I would have killed you too.
A bunch of punks.
You need to stand at things that don't concern you.
It does concern me.
For the people at home, Ethan just actually shoved
Cole.
We're having a little LARPing here.
I'm telling you, it's in his best interest to go ahead and say something now because everybody's a little hostile all of a sudden.
Oh, no, he did.
He goes to the ship, brings the boy.
Just knock him out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just knock him out and we'll drag him out.
No, there's no need for that. He's already learned his lesson.
If we knock him out, we got to carry him.
And they can't carry the rug and the boy. It is a tapestry!
We don't need no sticking tapestries.
So you go back to the boat.
Just take him back to
the
ship.
The only reason you're still alive is because you're Cinzio's friend.
That's not the only reason. But it is good enough for now.
Let's drag him back to the boat.
You all going back to the boat?
Yes.
Yep.
If that is where Cinzio is.
I want to assure that Cinzio's there.
If Cinzio is not there, your life is forfeit.
That's he didn't go out.
In the doctor's hand, everything's the same.
Who did you leave Cinzia with on the boat?
I didn't leave him with anyone. He's just on the boat.
Was Smiler there when you left him?
Don't give him any ideas.
No.
Don't help the GM.
Not that I saw.
GM cruelty-wise. Smiler is not there. Okay,
So you all...
We'll double time to the boat.
Go back to the boat.
Yep.
Yes.
You approach the docks, and...
Is Captain there?
Well, as you approach the docks, you see the Red Sky Morning. The cargo crane is hauling up several bags. Looks like they just wrapped up loading stuff onto the ship.
What did they load?
I don't know.
Go up on the ship.
Okay. Madrada is there.
Captain
Cinzio by his side.
What'd you load
Cinzio!
On?
Cinzio!
Load on the oar.
Yeah, it's a shipment from the Gorgon.
Hmm. Is that your stuff?
Not going to turn down. It's the payment he was waiting for. I don't know how he expects it to get out of the port.
I don't know how you expect him to pay you.
Did you get that money ahead of time?
No. Oh, on delivery, of course.
I can tell you this. The Gorgon always comes out ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Letters of credit. Great.
Isn't the ore the payment?
So Cinzio's there. Cinzio's okay.
Yeah. Wait. Cinzio was there.
Isn't the ore the payment for the sword?
Yeah.
Okay.
Given the opportunity, I would scruff Mace by the neck and just shove him over there about Cinzio.
Okay.
Get over there, boy.
I asked Madrider, have you seen Smiler? Is he on board?
Not since we got in port.
He doesn't have to be on board. He's a ship changer. He could be anyone else.
I haven't seen,
He could be Madrider for all we know.
He could be Mace.
What do they call that other one?
Man is the voice.
Crow. Yeah, I haven't seen Crow either. Those are the only two that haven't reported back in.
Does Madrider sound like Madrider?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm asking. I'm asking if...
We all heard Madrider's
voice. You know what Madrider sounds like.
Well, I mean, I don't know. He could be faking it. Making it sound like...
For all these years.
For all these years, yes. Mm-hmm. It is him.
Yeah.
Captain, we must speak to you alone. I have something to tell you.
I'm going to get sent to you. Take him off to the side.
Okay. So, Usko wants to talk to Madrider. Talitha wants to talk to Cinzio. Finn?
Go ahead.
Well, the ship is about to... I mean, is the ship getting ready to leave? They're just loading up. Oh, okay. They're not loading. Okay, so we need to make sure
Cinzio is not on the other side. Yeah. Exit is still blockaded.
Right.
I asked the captain, how quickly can you be prepared to leave?
Immediately?
Sure. I'm going to go find Fancy Pants.
Okay. Cool.
Before you go,
I'm going to go back out to the docks and go get a drink.
You're going to go get a drink?
I'm going to go get a drink.
Okay.
I'm going to go get a drink.
Briggs?
At what point are we turning in Mace to the Flint?
Right now. Well, we're going to talk to the captain about it.
I'm in on that.
It's okay, so you're with Usko.
Unless the captain has
and Ethan?
Talk to the driver.
Okay.
Unless the captain has a barrel handy.
Who is watching Cinzio?
Talitha.
Talitha.
Yeah.
Who is watching Cinzio?
See, last time Talitha watched Cinzio, what happened?
He disappeared.
Yeah.
Cinzio went out the window.
You are suspect, he was in there. Dude.
No, that was way back.
Way back at the beginning, like first or second session.
Where you chased him out the window?
Yeah.
It was kind of off camera, but still.
That was great.
You are suspect, dude.
Cole is heading for the gangplank with with that look in his eye.
See ya,
Mr. Belief.
I'll be right back.
I know. Well, I got two beliefs here.
It's complex.
Uh-huh.
But
take Mace with
you. I'm debating which belief is stronger here.
Let's.
Oh wait a minute! I'll invite Cinzio and Mace to go with me. You want a drink?
No.
Sail old enough to drink.
Well, that fixes that. No, they cannot leave. Captain, you should keep Mace and Cinzio on board.
Done.
And this man.
He's not under my crew. I can't hold him here.
He will cause you nothing but heartache and pain if you let him drink.
Let the man drink. He deserves a drink by now.
Nothing but heartache and pain.
I go down and get a drink.
Or 10.
So the dwarf is letting him go?
No, fight it. Fight it.
Yes, I'm going to let him go. I'm going to let him go because I'm going to talk to the captain. This is more important.
Yay.
He can go drink if he wants. I'm going to give it up this time. Damn it.
Mm. Okay. And Finn is wandering off too?
I thought he was going to come and talk to us about...
Yeah, I'm going to go down and talk to the captain first.
Okay. Just
kind of let him know what's going on.
Well, yeah, you're going to talk to him with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the five of you, the four of you, Talithel, you're talking with Sensia. Okay, so the four of you go down and talk with Nadrar. Yes, what is it?
There are some things you should know. Do you want to go first, or should I?
The crow's dead.
He'll go first.
Crow is dead.
Eh, he was not good a sailor anyway.
The Gorgon's dead.
Now oh, that, you stole his thunder.
Now that's a trouble.
No, I didn't steal his thunder. He could still pull the...
Smiler was the assassin.
We did not kill him. He was killed by Smiler. Who is the lion?
You're... Really?
This is... Yes.
We believe it to be the case.
So here's what we propose. We have in our possession proof that the Gorgon is dead. And on deck, we have the bargaining chip you need to get out of this port. Mace is the bastard son of Mason Flint, Admiral Mason Flint. He will let you go if we use this boy's
apartment. Wait, we've got to do a soap opera thing. Okay.
Which doesn't come across very well on a podcast.
No.
Done!
Clippers and Magnifico.
And now we go to commercial break for a laundry detergent. Okay.
All temperature.
Show him your prize in your bag.
Here's his head.
Yeah. That's him, all right.
That's what I thought.
I remember him being much taller.
I'm going to try to bargain with Monsieur Dumas about getting through the blockade. So that's why I asked if you can be ready at a moment's notice.
And I have information about the Red Devil that he will find very interesting.
Go on.
She travels in an underwater vessel. She's prepared to depart as we speak.
A vessel.
She is waiting. I believe now we have about 20 hours before she goes. She is waiting for me and Sensio to appear before she departs. Want my cargo? But if we talk to Mason Flint or his man, we can guarantee your exodus from this cove along with Sensio. We will take him to Renard. But he'll be safe.
And that just made my life more difficult.
Why?
Well, because I went to go get a drink. I was no longer hanging out with the dwarf and the doctor, who my belief was about today to stick around to find out what you were hiding.
So we both...
I got my fate!
So you got your fate? How'd you get your fate?
I played an instinct that made my life difficult.
Oh, okay.
Get a drink.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But you lost the fate for the belief.
For the belief.
Yeah.
6-1.
Unfortunately, I didn't have the. I'm getting a fate for. Anyway. So, this is what I propose. We let Finn talk to Admiral Zeman for Admiral
Dumas.
Dumas, this spokesperson, his herald, and tell him people trade him this information about the Red Devil, the head for the Gorgon, and his bastard son. We will leave in a dinghy for him once we are beyond the barricade. And we will get you out.
We'll hold off on the kid then.
Fine, we can throw him overboard. It does not matter to me.
We'll hold off on the kid then.
Put him in a dinghy. We will trade him for your safety, Captain. We must get you out of here.
And my ship.
On your ship, of course, on your ship. Your safety is paramount to me.
That's all well and good, but I'm not going anywhere.
Would you like a submarine?
This ship will leave. The cargo you have is to go back to Navarre. And I will pay for its transport.
Okay. You're speaking my language.
Wait. What if the captain leaves, and your cargo still goes to Nevada? What if I guarantee that for you?
That's not going to happen. I'm not going anywhere without my ship.
It won't have to go on your ship, just the cargo. Just the cargo, not your ship. The cargo...
Oh, fine, whatever.
Okay.
But I still want to be paid. I have loaded it on once.
You have to speak with the man with the head in the bag.
That's your plan.
If only we had some money to pay him. Gosh, where could we get it?
It's at the bar having a drink.
Yeah, it's at the bar having a drink.
In a tapestry.
In a tapestry.
If we could pay the captain.
Is it a fair assumption that the tapestry or the...
the carpet, the rug.
The curtain and the treasure is on the ship?
Yeah.
You didn't drag the whole thing by yourself?
Okay. No.
When I first thought about it, I thought it was much smaller and it was kind of like a sack I'd thrown over my shoulder. When we started talking about it tonight, it made it much larger. But that's fine because that's more money for me.
Here is what I propose.
That's why you needed your help because both of you were carrying.
That's fine.
You take the boy. You take Senzio. That's just right. You take the information. You give me...
Would you just eat the damn Tootsie Roll?
What if...
Quit playing with your food.
Player to player. We offer him a draughter. What if the Red Sky Morning delivers the lost king to Renaud?
I don't...
We can't tell him that.
Yeah, no, because I have to protect his secret. And we cannot tell him why he has to be in Renaud. However, here's what I suggest. You take the information about the submarine. Have I told you about the submarine yet? Just now. You give, the Red Devil has a ship. It is an underwater ship.
A U-boat.
We take a U-boat. You are being funny.
Unter Seaboat.
We take the cargo. We put it, I will take it on the ship with the Red Devil. We will go. We will get to Nevers with your shipment. But you will know, you will have this information. You will be able to trade it. It is valuable information that they need to know. You, though, will take the boy to Renaud.
Why don't we just take the ship and the cargo to Renaud and sell out
because
the
Renaud? Because he won't take it. He just said he wanted to go to Nevers.
On that. We're going to change scenes. You wish to... Talpel was going to talk with... Senzio. Yes, Talpel?
You know, everybody's in an up and moving around trying to protect you. I do think it's in your best interest that you tell somebody, better yet me, where you're going at all times. And let me go with you. Because you will need somebody to protect you.
Okay.
Captain Pants Down.
You were looking. All eyes on me. And you still can't stop talking about it, so I'm still closing the show.
It was like that. I can't believe it's like a nub. I've never seen it look so slow.
This is definitely persuasion. Give me a second as I go through notes. Server not found.
Dun dun dun.
What? You want me to reboot the server?
No, it's good. It was just a momentary glitch.
Obsidian portal?
Yeah.
It was a little screwy, really.
Okay. Your obstacle is 2. And your +1 die, because he likes you.
So you realize it was 4?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of persona.
1 persona.
What happens if you fail?
If you succeed, he agrees to your plan. If you fail, he agrees to your plan and will ditch you at his first opportunity.
That's air quotes.
Air quotes, yeah.
For the players at home.
Yeah.
That's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Done and done. Senzio thinks you're the bee's knees and will do as you request.
Where's my spider? Is Mace staying around?
Do you want Mace to be standing around?
Yes, and I'll...
I tossed him over there.
I'll look at him and I'll say, same thing to you. Stick around with us.
Sure.
And I open persuasion.
Yeah! You're always persuading. Got trouble. That's a problem.
Gray three! Okay, so we'll end the session here with the four amigos debating with Madrotter what to do. Senzio enjoying Talithel's company and Cole
getting drunk.
Getting drunk.
Can I clarify one thing?
Sure.
Did you want to go from here to Nevers, or you just want to go to Nevers with the cargo?
I want to go to Nevers with the cargo. I don't have to go there now. I want to get Senzio safe. I want to go to Nevers with the cargo.
Oh, well, then we're good.
Yeah.
Then we don't have to worry about all the crap.
Okay. You just have to deal with Madrotter then.
Right. Madrotter and Dumont.
Right.
Right. Okay, good. All right.
That's what we'll do.
I misunderstood what you were doing.
Next time.
All right. 871.
Roy.
Yeah.
What did you get?
Okay.
What would you do for a condom?
Let's see here. Okay. I didn't really get a chance to protect Talithel, but
I was ready to.
You
went out of your way to put yourself in that position.
Okay.
So I think it's worth a fate point. I mean, you're the only one who stepped in front of the naked elf.
Everybody else was too busy gawking.
Yeah, baby. I like
I gave up on the Dwarven doctors up to something. I will not let him out of my sight, but that does give me one for the instinct, because I was playing an instinct when I let him out of my sight. And I did protect Mace.
You did, in fact, protect Mace. So, a fake one for that as well.
I don't know if my Dwarven axe was at hand when we were... when we were ambushed, but I don't know if that really made my life any
different. No, it didn't make your fight.
So that was it then.
Okay, Joe?
Accompanying Talithel and look for Senzio. I mean, I did that, but we didn't really have to go look for him.
Well, the whole
game was
looking for him. You went to the captain's conclave location, and all of that was to try and get Senzio.
Okay, so one for that.
One fate for that.
When spells don't work, my wit is sharper, my blade is sharper.
But your spells worked.
My spells did work tonight.
I think that could stand some clarification, but I know the intent of it is that you're going to cast. So
okay,
yeah.
Why don't I just scrap that one and take
you that. You get a fate for that, though, tonight.
Okay, and then use charm and wit to distract from truth and honesty. I would say not as much as always try to talk my way out of fights.
What is always try to talk my way out of fights?
An instinct.
Instinct. It didn't make your life difficult.
Well, I rolled the persuasion. Otherwise, I would have been naked.
But it made your life easier that way.
Yeah.
I thought we decided at the time for some reason that... he was playing his instinct, so he got the Arthur and Todd didn't.
Playing an instinct.
Because Todd avoided the whole...
Right, yeah.
Ambush. I'm trying to figure because this confuses every time because it's the opposite in Burning Empire.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But no, you were talking intentionally, and it could have gotten you a lot of trouble. It changed the story, so yeah.
Okay, yeah. Excuse me. So three fake.
Oh, that's right. It was because of the consequences that popped up.
Right.
They
didn't happen, but it still was a difficulty to overcome.
Right,
rolling dice.
So I think three fake total.
Yeah. Unless you got some other. Traits or stuff to throw in there.
No.
Okay. No. Doug?
The lion must be stopped. Find him and kill him. That didn't come up. Only Fen can identify the lion. Keep him safe. Yeah, I don't think it really
did anything
to keep him safe.
Yeah.
Thinking about it, I should have jumped in front of you with the thugs, but I didn't think about that type of fact.
Uh-huh.
Your king is missing. Find him.
Persona.
Yeah, it's a persona.
Any instincts or traits you?
No.
Okay. Jeff?
Cole is the best fighter I know. I will see that he stays sober and sharp.
Well, I'm starting to think through the first part of that. That's not even true. You're not even scary. But no,
not
I objectively threw the belief off.
Not the Briggs.
I owe my daughter a life debt. I will pay him by getting him off Pirate's Cove, regardless of his wishes. Work toward that. Mace is a cancer on my relationship with Senzio. I will cure it. Work toward that because I'm going to bargain, use him to get him out of my life and Senzio's life and use him to trade. That's okay. And my oath, I must protect Senzio and see him ascend the throne in Renan, which is, I guess, the overarching theme of all of this. Working toward getting him out of here. So three?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
I got to find a way to spend this fate because I haven't gotten a six in weeks.
There's other ways to spend it, which I didn't know. Temporarily negates plus one op penalty.
From
wounds. From what?
Oh, is that what that is?
I think that's what that is.
Okay. Temporarily negate what?
Gives you more detail in the.
No, but because the persona's temporarily negates minus 1d wound penalty.
Right. Minus 1d wound penalty is different than a plus 1 op penalty.
Oh, okay.
Shrug it off. One fate, temporarily negates, one op penalty.
Light so wound, I guess light so you're arguing for us to be wounded more?
Yep.
Stop it.
Also, you can spend fate on open ended tests like Sonorous Debate.
See, that's the thing. I need to. That's the only one I've got that's open ended.
Yeah.
So, and it doesn't come up that. It comes up just not as often as I'd like for the artifact guy. But I'm good. Jason,
any instincts?
I don't think we're doing instincts.
Oh yeah. Good.
Okay. Instincts. Chirurgical tools didn't come up. Didn't treat any injuries, and I did treat first. Ask questions. So, if somebody got wounded, I probably would have jumped in and tried to save them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jason.
I will find Senzio and convince him it's safer with me.
Persona. Nice.
Wow.
You have to change that next week.
My goals will come before everyone else's. I sat there and argued with Todd.
Yeah, but what was the goal? I don't know.
That the boy...
I don't understand all that. Your goal to have him with you, or...
If the boy is the king, and he's got the sword, then that means he will protect him. He'll protect him.
I can see... it didn't come out in play, but Talifel has decided that the sword is important to Senzio's reign. So he was pursuing the sword for Senzio.
Okay.
I can see that.
So it's either fate generator or a persona, and then he changes it next time?
What was no. Mm-hmm. My goals is
that's a fate
is a fate generator. Fate generator. Yeah.
So I'll give Mace back his dagger. I'm erasing it from my sheet.
I didn't protect my daughter from Flint, so...
Yeah, that hasn't had a chance to come up yet.
And then instincts were all eyes on me, always close the show, and oblige a true fan.
All eyes on me, definitely.
Yep.
I don't think close the show... Although we had
fun... Was he all eyes on me when he was naked, when he dropped his pants?
Well, yeah, he's been putting himself out in front.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
Well, no, you sang, but that's true. But
he didn't. He didn't say, "Well, let me do it." Or he didn't even. He tried to convince him to not sing, and didn't even want to help him.
I didn't convince him not to sing.
I think he definitely gets the humor award. Don't get me wrong. I thought that was hilarious with his pants coming off and everything. That was funny. Obviously, you thought so. I don't know. I didn't see him. I've yet to see Talithel say, "Let me step up and do this for you guys. Let me take the stage." I've yet to see you do that. I mean, honestly, I've yet to see you do that. I mean, that's what I'm witnessing. And I don't know if anybody says anything different. But...
Oh, no, I want to see a fight.
No, I'm just curious. I'm just...
No, he's right.
No, I know. I still want to see a fight.
He's right. He's right in that aspect.
Slap fight.
Okay, well, you talked me out of the fight.
Sorry.
Yeah, and the other... close the show, I didn't think happened.
Then oblige a true fan.
I don't think that happened. Both of those were humorous asides, but
yeah. Well, he's actually working. He's got them, but he's working against the beliefs that he has. Because it was like, we even said, oblige a fan, you know, get up there, mm-hmm. take the stage, and you went,
No, I'm not going to do it. I mean,
need you all of a sudden. Come save us. Come do this for us. We will really like you this minute.
Oh, well, change my stuff to me.
Ooh, somebody's
well, hold on. My goals are coming first.
Okay. I'm a snotty prima donna. Write that on your sheet.
Now, but here, that does bring up a good point. The way you're playing at the table doesn't quite reflect what's on your sheet anymore, and some of those should be changed to the aggressive attitude that you feel like playing towards everyone. Put it on the sheet.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'll get rewarded for it every single time.
Sorry, it's me.
Woo.
My brother.
Yeah. Instinct. These people are crap.
Yeah. Okay. So, I think that was you. So, Todd?
I'll arrange for passage from the island by meeting with the Admiralty.
Haven't got there yet, but you're on your way.
Yeah. I will ensure Senzio's safe passage to Anod.
You're working on that one.
Okay.
Take the fate from that.
All right. And I will deliver the ore to Navarre for my own profit and benefit.
Working. I mean, we touched on at the very end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was the payoff from last week, so he didn't actually...
Did he get it last week?
Yeah.
I got that last week?
Yeah.
I didn't deliver the ore.
No, I'm saying the ore to the ship happened last week.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
Did he get the Arthur last week?
Yeah.
I don't recall. Yeah,
because I got it for that one. I know I did.
And we just got to, you said you wanted Madrada to take it, but we cut scenes before we resolved it.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to get...
That'll be something for next week. That's fine.
Instincts, traits?
Instincts, the only one that came up was the Ambush and Assassin, which I played backwards. So, no.
Okay. Humor. Jason.
What was that persona?
Fate. The fate.
Fate.
Right skill, right time.
I nominate Senzio Wise.
Right skill, right time. Senzio
Wise. I nominate Mace Wise.
Did you open Mace Wise?
Or Flint Wise. For saying that he was his son.
Yeah. I nominate Sorcerer.
But is it really a right skill, right time? If it's a wise that you're opening.
Still a skill.
It's still a skill, and did it make the story go, is what I would look at more than whether or not you actually had the skill. Did it make the story go?
Sorcery. Otherwise, we'd have been chasing Senzio around again. For a third time.
Until we got back to the boat. We're tired.
He's on the boat.
I mean, Mace.
So who rolled?
We still could have called him.
I think Sorcery catching Mace.
So we have Sorcery Catching Mace. We have Senzio Wise coming up with a song which allowed you to get Mace in the first place.
I'll tell you what, I'll go with Joe because it was one of the few things that Joe actually
chose. I'll go with Joe. I'll go with Joe.
I made two rolls tonight and both succeeded.
I'm trying to encourage Joe to play more. To actually
that's better than most everybody else did.
I'm saying.
Where's the backhand?
I will. I like, Joe. No, it's,
yeah, it's carrot. Right skill, right time, fake point.
Joe.
All right.
There you go.
Thanks.
Embodiment for really good or distinctive role play.
I was going to say Jason because there was a point there where I really didn't know. I mean, I didn't realize that he was, in character at the point, and he was really arguing for it. And it really came out.
I'll go with that.
That was pretty good.
Sure.
Yep. That works for me. That's what I was going to say.
That's fine. No, it's fine. I just don't. I sometimes don't know why he's arguing what he's arguing or why what the point is behind it. Otherwise, yeah.
Well, I agree, but
sure.
But it was good, distinctive role playing.
Mold breaker.
Shutting down the game for 15, 20 minutes, just arguing for whatever reason is good role playing. Okay, I can do that. We know I can do that.
But it was in character.
It was in character. That was the whole point.
So I need to use an accent when I... All right.
That works.
Be in character.
No, I'm... It's fine. Good. I agree.
Yeah, let's see. Where are we?
Moldbreaker.
Moldbreaker. You know what? I think we actually have a Moldbreaker tonight. Somebody ignored a trait to their detriment.
Mm-hmm.
An instinct? Yeah.
That's what I meant. Instinct. Yeah that's it. Give yourself a persona.
Right. Yay!
Okay, workhorse. Doing all the work of the scenario.
You did the most rolling.
Rolling.
I did five.
I did two.
It's not always... It's not always rolling. Who is driving the scenes, who is pushing it.
I'm going to nominate Todd.
I think Todd, yeah.
Todd?
I go with Todd.
Sure.
Okay.
There you go. MVP being the crucial element of success.
Well, tonight was finding Cinzio.
And that was getting Mace.
By that was getting Mace.
Yeah, Mace was.
Are we talking workhorse and MVP for Todd? I don't think I can stand it.
You're sounding like that.
God.
But this is a vote. You can say no.
Tune in next week when Todd doesn't get an invite.
No, we're not playing Wednesday. We're not playing.
No.
We're off next week.
We're playing Thursday at 9 in the morning.
So is that a nomination for Todd?
Is that bad for Todd?
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
There you go.
That's all right. I'll use all my persona next week anyway.
It won't make any difference.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll roll ones anyway.
All right. And that's our session.
Right. Say goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight, Jeff.
You've been listening to an Actual Play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Say that three times fast. The Burning Wheel and Burning Wheel Gold are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Burning Wheel is copyright 2011 Luke Crane.